I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Some plants have unfortunate common names. Take sneezeweed, for example. Sneezeweed, or helenium, is a native perennial that's blooming now with colorful flowers on 3 to 5 foot tall plants. It's great to grow in your garden because it flowers as the summer perennials, such as bee balm, are finishing, but before the fall perennials, such as sedum and asters, begin. It's called sneezeweed because it flowers at the same time as ragweed. Sneezeweed doesn't cause allergies, but the dried leaves were used in olden days in snuff to cause sneezing that would supposedly drive evil spirits from the body. While the ragweed is doing most of the allergy-causing dirty work, sneezeweed is blooming, so gets the blame. That's too bad because sneezeweed is a hardy, native aster family perennial with few pests. It grows in the wild in damp meadow areas. Native forms are tall with small clusters of gold, orange, and burgundy colored flowers that look like Mexican hats. Some newer varieties, such as Short and Sassy, only grow 12 to 18 inches tall, making them a perfect fit for a small garden. Sneezeweed grows best in full sun on moist, well-drained soil. Apply compost in spring, but don't over-fertilize or you get lots of foliage and fewer flowers. Sneezeweed is tolerant of seasonal flooding, so makes a good rain garden plant. Flowering starts in midsummer and lasts until frost, especially if you deadhead. Deer, rabbits, and woodchucks seem to avoid this perennial because of the bitter-tasting foliage. But sneezeweed flowers are favorites of bees and butterflies. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about pears. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.